The Bloomington Playwrights Project's Blooming Plays 2010 is the result of both a winnowing and a nurturing process. The four plays had been selected last August for staged readings. More readings, more revisions, casting, and still more revisions followed right up to the opening on May 14th. I caught up with the productions on the 21st and 22nd. The results are April Smallwood's Russ Miles, a gritty drama of a sociopathic father, Chris White's hilarious send-up of theatrical resumes, Thespian, and Matthew Anderson's touching Virginia's Last Drive on Friday and Saturday, there followed by Gabe Glodin's quirky How to Kill. Frank Buzlich was frightening, disgusting, pathetic, and then even a bit sympathetic as the crazed Russ Miles. Director Daniel Student keeps the action moving and yet flowing through Russ's wild ups and downs. Gail Bray was the battered girlfriend and Taylor Crusar, the prodigal son, who both give up on Russ in sad frustration and anger. Only Derek Krober is the equally abused but dutiful son, and the memory of the family dog were left in the moving last scene. In Chris White's Thespians, directed by Chad Rabinovitz, a couple of construction workers are on the subway headed to a theater audition. Ben Smith's trying to coach Joe Bollinger into beef up his resume. As they begin, Bollinger has a single credit. He was in the chorus of a junior high production of The Music Man. By the end of their 10-minute ride, Smith has him listed as having played the ghost in Hamlet, Biff in Death of a Salesman, Stanley, yes, Stanley, in On the Waterfront, and Anne, in The Diary of Anne Frank. White's writing and the playing are sharp, incisive, and very, very funny. Linda Ostermeyer is a charmer as a slightly daft older woman in Virginia's Last Drive. Her signal pleasure in life for the past 3 years has been a monthly visit to the DMV to take a driving test. She's always failed, but each time enjoyed a sort of romantic drive with her examiner, Bill. Bill has died, and it falls to the character played by Kelly Lusk as the new examiner in the production directed by Jim Hettmer. Lusk is the audience's set of ears for this warmly touching, if perhaps a bit too drawn-out story. On Fridays and Saturdays, the three plays are followed at 10 by Gabe Glodin's darkly wacky How to Kill. Jonathan Lerner is a mild-mannered, shy young man who overcomes his social anxieties by imagining that he's killing everyone that he meets. He doesn't just do this once, but many, many times. His best friend is a hyper-aggressive hockey player played by Daniel Petrie. The trio is rounded out by Shannon Walsh as a nurse who thinks that the human body is incredibly funny. The imaginary murderer, the jock, and the caregiver spend a very curious, involving, and often amusing evening. As directed by Timothy O'Neill, it keeps moving in expected and unexpected directions. Shane Sinnall's set design for Blooming Plays was neatly transformed from Russ Miles' pit of an apartment to a squeaky clean subway car for the Thespians, then a Toyota Camry for Virginia in The Last Drive, and finally the open setting for the focus on murder. Costumes were by Tony Scroggins and Ann Cajola-Holen. Sound design, crucial to both the overall evening and the individual pieces, was by Jeremiah Walker. You can see Russ Miles, Thespian, and Virginia's Last Drive this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8. How to Kill plays Fridays and Saturdays at 10 at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. You can find this review and a pre-show interview with playwright Gabe Glodin and the BPP's marketing associate Holly Holbrook on our website at wfiu.org. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.